Module E, Practice Paper 7, Page 30, Recycling.
Protecting our delicate environment seems to be one of the major concerns of politicians, leaders, and people in many parts of the world. In order to show support for Mother Nature, different slogans such as "Recycle newspapers and save a tree," and "Collect bottles and cans so they can be reused," are often heard on the news and in talk shows. The idea of being a green consumer has gained the public's attention and everyone feels committed. However, it doesn't work well. The question, therefore, is why? In my opinion, if we want this movement to succeed, we need a more informed public, the development of improved technology, and a greater demand for recycled materials. The first step is to raise public awareness about the recycling process, to explain the kinds of materials that can be recycled, and to provide ways to dispose of them properly. Local governments should educate the public on how to sort reusable materials from those that can't be recycled very easily, like waxed paper and carbon paper, as well as plastic laminated material such as fast food wrappers. Then, a system of collecting these sorted materials needs to be established. Public interest might be there, but it will soon fade if there isn't a system for taking these materials to be recycled. Sometimes we don't worry when it comes to recycling and feel quite content with the situation. However, people become more aware of the problem when you speak in terms of facts and figures that everyone can understand. I remember reading one time that the energy saved from one recycled can provides enough power to operate a television for 3 hours. Give the public information they can grasp, and then you will increase your chances of gaining followers. Second, technological progress has been made on many fronts, but the government needs to step up its support for companies involved in recycling by providing tax incentives, low-cost loans, or even grants to upgrade equipment and to encourage further research. The better the recycling technology, the easier it will be for the public to recycle and for the companies to produce recycled goods. The final step is to increase the demand for the growing surplus of resources waiting to be recycled. This problem has appeared in various regions of the world where the demand for processed materials lags far behind the amount being collected for recycling. There may be great public support, but if there isn't a commercial need for the recycled goods, there isn't much point in collecting them and wasting energy recycling them, is there? Recycling is a crucial link in protecting our planet. The three steps mentioned are important ways to achieve this end.